This goes to Dr. Sahay, S-A-H-A-Y, fax 989-956-9165, and the Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085. Regarding Dennis, middle initial W, Story, S-T-O-R-E-Y, date of birth 2/13/1949. Dear Dr. Sahay and sirs at the Saginaw Veterans Administration, this is a consultation for Mr. Story, who was sent for evaluation of severe hypomagnesemia and renal insufficiency. He has been getting magnesium infusions of 2 grams on Mondays and Thursdays weekly, since his magnesium levels generally range between 0.9 and 1.1 every time they are checked. He was recently hospitalized in Midland for an obstructive kidney stone on the left, requiring stent placement and kidney stone retrieval. And when the kidney stone was removed, it was found to be 90% struvite, S-T-R-U-V-I-T-E, mostly associated with infection in the urine and the urinary system. And he had had a previous kidney stone back in 2000 and required a lithotripsy to have that removed, but no stones between 2000 and 2025. He's feeling better now. He complains of fatigue and states that he does not have any current chest pain or palpitations. He does have a history of colon cancer requiring a right colon omenectomy and colectomy in 2023. And it was found to be poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma. And he was treated with chemotherapy, including Eloxatin, which may be one of the culprits in the chronically low magnesium level. He also had an abscess that developed postoperatively after he had the right colon colectomy. And then he developed a left lower extremity DVT in 2023. And since the surgery was done, he's had quite a great amount of urine output. And he generally uses the bathroom 4 to 5 times per night. And his wife reports that he's able to fill a urinal 2 to 3 times per night, in addition to getting up and going to the bathroom. So he is actually urinating a lot at night and then also during the day. He's feeling good today. No headaches or dizziness. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does move his bowels well without blood or melena. Urine is clear. The amount is quite excessive, according to the wife and patient. He does have joint pains that are ongoing. He does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to control that pain, though. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, the poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma of the colon, hyperlipidemia, DVT of the left lower extremity in 2023, anemia, chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy of the hands and feet. He had the colon abscess following surgery in 2023, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and the recent obstructing left ureteral stone that was 90% struvite in September of 2025. Also gout and post-traumatic stress disorder. Past surgical history, he had the right colon omenectomy and colectomy 2023, bilateral cataract extraction, lithotripsy in 2000. He needed J-loops and double J-loop procedures following the lithotripsy. And he also had placement of a Mediport for infusions as well as blood draws. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and retired. Family history is significant for hypertension, cancer, hyperlipidemia, and kidney stones. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies. He is allergic to lisinopril and adhesive tape. Medications, allopurinol, 100 milligram daily. Allogliptin is 25 milligram daily. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Lipitor, 10 milligram daily. Carvedilol, 12.5 milligram twice a day. Vitamin D3, 1,000 units once a day. Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril once a day. Lasix, 20 milligram. He takes 1.5 tablets every day. Gabapentin is 300 milligram 3 times a day. Glipizide, 10 milligram twice a day. Glargine insulin, 22 units daily. Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Magnesium glycinate is 100 milligram. He takes 2 tablets twice a day. And magnesium oxide is 400 milligram twice a day. Metformin, 500 milligram. He takes 2 tablets twice a day. Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily. Zofran, 8 milligram every 8 hours as needed for nausea or vomiting. Also, the sitagliptin is 100 milligram once daily. Spironolactone, 25 milligram daily. Flomax, 0.4 milligram once daily. And terazosin, 5 milligram once daily. Physical exam. Weight is 253 pounds. Height is 70 inches. Pulse, 79. Blood pressure is 114 over 76. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline, uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no bulges with straining. No ascites, non-tender, extremities, trace of ankle edema on the right, and the left, there's edema from the foot up to the knee, and he is wearing compression stocking on that leg also. That's the leg that had the DVT in 2023. Assessment, labs. Okay, most recent lab studies were done 9/26 of 25. His creatinine is 1.11 with estimated GFR greater than 60, calcium 8.7, sodium 141, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide is 54, albumin 3.0, liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin is 10.4, normal white count, and normal platelets. Magnesium level 0.9 most recently, and those levels range between 0.9, generally don't get any higher than 1.2, and they are checked twice a week. His glucose at the time of hospital discharge was 350. So very elevated also. Assessment and plan, severe hypomagnesemia, most likely following chemotherapy administration of eloxetin, E-L-O-X-A-T-I-N. Also, he has polyuria, so we will evaluate that further. So he's going to have a 24-hour urine to check volume, creatinine, magnesium, sodium, oxalate, calcium, and citrate levels. No medications will be held at this point. He's going to continue getting his magnesium infusions twice a week, every Monday and Thursday at this point. We want him to stop the omeprazole, though. If he needs something for heartburn or reflux, he can use Pepcid or Zantac instead. And we will stop the omeprazole, as that also may be worsening the hypomagnesemia. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.